from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. You'll want to leave early on Wednesday, traveling either way between Iroquois Falls and Timmins. A huge crane that caught fire on the shoulder of Municipal Road just north of Rice Lake Road 10 days ago will be removed starting at 9 in the morning. Iroquois Falls Public Works Director Joel Sears says the 400-ton crane has to be dismantled by another crane and brought in pieces to Timmins. The entire length of Municipal Road between Highway 11 and Highway 101 will be closed until 4 o'clock. However, Sears says people living south of the site will be able to get out, but can only go southbound during the closure. It's a quiet, slow forest fire season in Ontario so far. Right now, there are no fires reported. Natural Resources Fire Information Officer Evan Lizotte says the 81 so far this season are less than one quarter to this same point last year. He says that in a situation like this, the rangers who fight wildland fires find a lot to help them keep busy.
They do training on their pumps, hose, chainsaws, boating, helicopter. So they keep busy with training always.
And are always ready at a moment's notice to battle a fire-breathing dragon in the forest. Lizotte says they also perform outreach events, present prevention courses to industries, and any number of projects on which the ministry can use their help. The work of two emergency room doctors at Timmins and District Hospital in tackling the opioid crisis has gained them induction into the Human Rights Wall of Fame at the library. Louisa Marion Belmar and Julie Sampson set up an inpatient program at the hospital that includes follow-up once a patient is released. Dr. Sampson says the number of opioid deaths in Timmins leveled off in 2021 from 2020 after 3 years of exponential increases.
We have stats demonstrating we've had over 150 to 200 patients come through our program at the hospital, and a lot of them are still within our program. So the stats are out there that it is making a difference.
The doctors say the centerpiece of their effort, the city's first supervised consumption site, is expected to open in the next few weeks. Wrapping up our series on the history of country music in Timmins, Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman reminds us that the Maple Leaf Hotel wasn't the only hot spot.
Windsor was very popular for country bands. JJ's Ranch in Shoemaker is an iconic place and still has a hand in within sessions and allowing people to do their own recording there. So country music within the community really is here to stay, I guess, and I guess we've got a new station to keep us propelled on that journey.
Our weekly history feature would not be possible without the work and cooperation of Karen Bachman. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.